My text for this morning is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. Friends always show their love. What are brothers for but to share trouble? I want us to begin by thinking about the first statement of that verse. Friends always show their love. In other words, the love of friends is to be steadfast, constant, firm as a rock. It's not to be like the tide which ebbs and flows, and it's not to be like the wind which blows and then goes still. The love of friendship is to be constant. But this isn't always easy. Maybe we have a friend and the friend hurts us or annoys us or does something to offend us, and our initial reaction may well be anger or animosity. But the love of our friendship should overcome any initial anger. The long-term nature and the deep-down nature of the love of friendship should overcome any anger that we feel. But it could be that a friend doesn't offend us or do anything that's wrong, but rather the friend becomes less interesting. Maybe it's a friend who always used to help us, but because of changed circumstances, loss of money or health or work, it can no longer help us. Or maybe the friend becomes irritating, boring, or too demanding. In these sort of cases, then it's tempting that the love of friendship loses interest. But it's important that the love of friendship continues. The love of friendship is something which should be steadfast. And so that means it continues despite change in circumstances, separation of distance, or a person's faults. Do someone who Henry Ward Beecher once said that every person should have a fair-sized cemetery in which to bury the faults of their friends. Now, in churches, friendships will grow and they will develop. And so they should. And one of the things that should mark any church fellowship is love. And we remember Jesus' words in our reading from John's Gospel. This is my command. Love one another as I have loved you. And so all friendships, but particularly the friendship in church, should be marked by love. Let's now think about the second part of our text.
What are brothers for if not to share trouble? And I take it that the word brothers means friends. Friendship and love is probably most important in times of trouble, illness, bereavement, family problems, unemployment, and so on. It's particularly important that the love and friendship is shown at those times. But of course, there are what we might call fair weather friends. I would imagine we've all heard that expression. The sort of friends who are there during the good times, during the times which are happy and prosperous. But as soon as troubles arise, well, they disappear. What we really need is what Harpo Marx once called foul weather friends. In other words, friends who are there when the storms of life arise and buffet us around. And so it's particularly important that love and friendship are given in times of trouble. Some time ago, I read Ted Harrison's biography of the British athlete Chris Akabusi. And in this biography, another person it mentions is another well-known athlete, David Jenkins. And after his athletics career was over, David Jenkins got involved in distributing and smuggling illegal drugs. He was caught, put on trial, convicted, and sent to prison. And some of David Jenkins' so-called friends then didn't have anything to do with him. But Chris Akabusi, Roger Black, and Daley Thompson took the attitude that whatever David Jenkins had done, their friendship with him was more important. And so they visited him in prison. And by doing this, they were taking a risk, because they were risk being associated with illegal drugs. But they thought that showing friendship was more important. David Jenkins was in need, and he particularly needed the love of his friends. When I was minister in Ossa, one of our members, Mrs. Hodson, lived in the neighbouring small town of Horbury. She was an elderly lady, and she was almost housebound. And I went round to visit her one afternoon. It was about 4 o'clock, and it had already gone dark. And when I visited her, Mrs. Hodson said to me that it was the first day for a long time when she'd had no one call in to see her. She had 3 good neighbours, and usually at least one of them would call in to see her, have a chat, and ask her if she needed anything. And sure enough, before my visit was over, one of the neighbours called in, had a 5-minute chat, and asked her if she needed anything. And I thought to myself, well, that was really loving friendship, calling in on someone who was more or less housebound and certainly valued both company and support. As far as Christians are concerned, Jesus is our friend. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are my friends, And those words apply not only to the disciples who shared Jesus' ministry, but they apply to all Jesus' followers. Jesus also said, "There is no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends." And this is exactly what Jesus did. He laid down his life on the cross that we might be forgiven our sins and reconciled with God. On the one hand, Jesus is our Lord and Master. He has authority over our lives, and he gives us teachings and commands, and he calls for our obedience. But on the other hand, Jesus is our shepherd and friend who strengthens us and gives us his love and keeps us safe. Jesus gives us a friendship which is always with us. The risen Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "And be assured, I am with you always to the end of time." And the Apostle Paul, writing to the Christians in Rome, said, "For I am convinced that there is nothing in all creation, nothing in life or death, that can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus, our Lord." And so, Jesus' loving friendship is steadfast, constant, and always with us. Jesus' loving friendship is also with us in times of trouble. He said, "Come to me, all whose work is hard, whose load is heavy, and I will give you relief." Let me finish with a story which I would imagine some of you have heard. A man died and he went to heaven, and there he met Jesus. And the two of them looked back over the man's life. And the man noticed there were two pairs of footprints. And so he turned to Jesus and he said, "Who do those footprints belong to?" And Jesus replied, "Well, one pair is yours and the other pair is mine." And so the man continued to look at the footprints, and he noticed that occasionally there was just one pair of footprints, and this always coincided with the most difficult and saddest times in his life. And so he turned to Jesus and he said, "You promised that you would be with your followers always. Why is it that you left me when I needed you most? Why did you desert me in the times of my greatest trouble?" And Jesus replied, "I did not leave you, and I did not desert you when you were in great trouble. At those times, I picked you up and carried you." Friends are called to show their love always, and particularly in times of trouble. And a friend that we can always turn to is Jesus.